Blog Talk Radio.
Let there be light in my life. Let there be roads to eternity. Let me cast aside the darkness that's surrounding me. Let me roam free like the spirit I was meant to be. Let there be light in my life, and let me know eternal peace. Let the waves upon this ocean sweep me off my feet, and let my heart fill with silence of the open sea. Dark thoughts, goodbye. Hello, clear blue sky. Never ending, reaching far beyond my dreams. Sun dances on my skin, and I'm in between. Let me cast aside the darkness that's surrounding me. Let me roam free like the spirit I was meant to.
Cynthia Fontaine, and you are listening to Kev Rowe, and you can find Kev's music at www.kevrowe.bandcamp.com. KevRowe.bandcamp.com. And Kev has got a sale going on right now, so if you guys like the sounds of his music, hop over to his website and give him a listen. You can actually listen to the songs right from his website, so you can see if you want an individual song or if you'd like to buy a whole CD. Anyway, I forget what his special he's running right now, but he emailed me a couple of days ago, and he's got some special sale going on, so check him out. So, hey, I'm so happy to be here tonight, so excited. Those of you who have listened to me before know that I am on the East Coast in the United States, and those of you who are new, I very much am so glad that you're here and joining me tonight, and Thank you, and thank you all who are listening tonight, whether you are new or you've been here before. And if you also are going to listen to the replay at a later date, I welcome you all. So being here on the East Coast, very exciting for us in the Northeast, as well, particularly for myself and those of us in the Boston area, because our home team, the Boston Red Sox, are in the World Series. And we won the first game last night, so I'm just so excited about that. I have to share that with you guys. The last time we went to the World Series, which has only been very few times in over the 100 years of baseball, you know, because of the whole Babe Ruth curse everything. And maybe we'll talk about curses next week, actually, now that I'm saying it, since it's going to be Halloween. Woohoo! How exciting! I'm just going to write that down for next week's show. So maybe we'll talk about curses and get on that topic next week and Halloween spookiness. How's that sound? Woo! I'm excited. Okay, so here we are ready to win the World Series. I'm saying win. Yes, we're going to win the World Series, keeping my fingers crossed. And the last time we were at the World Series, my poor son, my youngest, who is a junior in college now, actually, you know, maybe it was in 2004, come to think of it, because he was a lot younger. I made him stay up to watch the last game because I knew we were going to win. And I said, you may never see this in your whole lifetime again. And I made him stay up and watch the game, and we won. And it was so exciting for me, and I know for so many of us here who are Boston fans, and I know there are lots of Boston fans throughout the entire United States. So I don't want to take up all our time talking about baseball, although it is near and dear to my heart because I grew up in a neighborhood of all boys with the exception of two girls who are older than me and who would never play with me because I was the little kid in the neighborhood. So I played with the boys, and I played baseball, and I, you know, did all the boy sports, and I had a great time, and then I ended up coaching baseball when I was older, and I actually played on a baseball team in high school. Not softball, baseball. So anyway, I love baseball and sports in general. Sorry, basketball fans, but basketball's not my thing, but I love hockey and football and baseball and all that stuff. So, and I have great, great memories with my brothers and my brother James and I, who most of you know, a lot of you have known, who passed 2 months ago, actually, 2 months and 2 days ago. We were just talking before he passed about how we used to watch the sports games and all these other things in the kitchen on this little tiny, like, 5-inch black and white TV. And the three of us, my two brothers and I, Kevin, myself, and James, would line up on our chairs in the kitchen, in this little galley kitchen, and watch our little 5-inch black and white TV and, you know, trying to see the hockey and where the puck was with the static on the black and white. Anyway, it was all great, great times and great memories. And so I'm so, so blessed to have those times and had remembered those times with him recently before he passed away. So, oh my God, so what's going on with you guys? Well, we just had, let's see, a lunar eclipse, and we have another eclipse coming up next week. Oh, and the sun has just moved into Scorpio out of Libra, and this all means that we can be feeling really heavy right now. So if you're feeling really heavy, don't despair. Scorpio is always a really in-depth time when the sun is in Scorpio. And, you know, so I'm just going to talk about astrology right now and what's going on a little bit with that. And my friend Ellen is asking me if I'm watching the game. Ah, no, because I'm with you guys. Excuse me. So if anybody in the chat room is watching the game and wants to give me an update on the score, And, of course, if Boston is ahead, please let me know. That would be totally awesome. So, no, I'm not watching the game. I wish I were, but I'm just as glad to be here with you guys tonight. So I'm bursting with energy this week, and I have, you know, found myself thinking a lot about where I am and where my head is in you know, my own personal space and things that I'm, you know, with my life in general. And, you know, I had such a crazy summer with good news and but more losses and then good news. But yet I'm so totally blessed with the fabulous people I have in my life who have supported me through all of this, through losing my aunt and then my brother a short time later, especially with my brother. And, you know, funny thing is, I did an event Saturday, a psychic fair, and I don't do those very often anymore. It's really rare that I do those, but for some reason I felt very connected to the fellow who was organizing it, and my guides just said, yeah, go ahead and do it. So I was at a psychic fair on Saturday, and, you know, a lot of times at those sort of things, it's more women than men. And that's just the way it is, and which is great. It's fine. Well, however it works out is all meant to be. So all the people that I spoke with all day, you know, all women, I spoke with other people, you know, of course, just in general chatting. But the one fellow who came to see me for some guidance was just one fellow out of all the people that I saw that day. It was one man. And, of course, and I knew my brother was going to show up that day somehow in some form or other. And so when the fellow was sitting at my table, at one point I was guided to ask him his name, because sometimes I just get off on this tangent and, you know, are telling people, blah, 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 this is what I see. And, you know, and then sometimes the relatives come in and then the room is filled with people and you're trying to get as much information out as you can in a short period of time. So, but I was guided to ask this fellow what his name was. And guess what his name was? James. Not Jim or Jimmy, but James. Oh, Spirit, thank you again. You know, it's my brother showing me that he told me he was going to make an appearance, and he did. And so thank you, James, and for my brother, James. And thank you for the gentleman, James, who came to see me on Saturday. So exciting. So Spirit always has messages for us if we tune in and pay attention. It's really about being open and paying attention to, you know, the messages that they're bringing us. So now, what is the thing to pay attention to the next couple of weeks particularly? You know, right now we are going to get to Reiki and healing energies and things like that. So just take a breath. We're going to get there, I promise. But this is really important, and it has to do with energy and where, you know, your energy is going to be focused the next couple of weeks, because Scorpio brings in such a heavy, heavy energy to it and a depth where Scorpio wants us to really get serious, and it pulls us sort of into the underworld, into the darkness of the things that we don't want to see or bring to the surface. And it's really now about questioning authority, not just authority like the government and what the shenanigans our government or politics have just pulled in the United States, but also questioning who are you giving your authority to? You know, it's time to really look at that, and it's time to take a step forward and really conforces that are beyond your control. And sometimes that means going into the shadow side of yourself, into the subconscious, and facing that and challenging it and say, hey, it's time to take a look. So what do I mean by that? Well, what I mean by that is to look at the old programming and facing old beliefs in your life. We all have things that we were brought up with, whether it's, you call it traditions or beliefs, you know, and now we're being called to look at upon all those things and see now if they make sense for us anymore, because there's a lot of areas for all of us that now those things just don't make sense anymore. We've lived in a paradigm under the masculine energy for over 1,000 years now, and we're now shifting into the divine feminine energy. But we need a combination of the feminine and the masculine. It's the yin and yang. It's the balance of the two energies. So we have to remember not to go too far feminine. Yet, you know, we have to remember it's important to include the men on this journey because their input is important as well. But it's time to really take a look at what and we've allowed and how we've allowed things to rule our lives. And Mercury conjunct with Saturn has a lot to do with that right now and facing old beliefs. The good news is Saturn is very good at showing us what doesn't work in our lives, what relationships aren't working, or what road we don't need to go down anymore or again. It's also good to keep your heart and your mind focused on the direction that is the best for you to go in. So know that the universe is supporting you by showing you the doors of where that go nowhere. Okay, so if you just open up and pay attention, and you can even do a visualization, which I think we actually might do tonight because this is just coming to mind, where we're in a hallway with doors, and you try each of the door handles, and some will be open and some will be locked. So we're going to do that really soon here. So listen, learn, and change. The next few weeks, astrologically wise, are all about transmutation. Remember the butterfly. If the butterfly were afraid of going into the chrysalis, it would never turn into, if the caterpillar were afraid to go into the chrysalis, it would never turn into a butterfly. So keep that in mind. Do you want to be a caterpillar all your life? Do you want to be trapped in the chrysalis, which turns to mush? Or do you want to turn into the beautiful butterfly? So recalculate, move on, mutate, find a new way, conquer your own fears, and enjoy, I-N-J-O-Y, enjoy the process. Be in joy as you're going through the process. And remember, because this, again, the next several weeks can feel really heavy, like, oh, my God, how can I do this? I don't want to look at these dark things that are coming up. So if you're feeling that way, remember to embrace change and be in joy, I-N-J-O-Y. In the process. Okay, so this week's mantra, thanks to Kaipacha and the Pele Report, I come home to the mother when I need to recover. She shows me I am all that I need, and all my fears are old programs I no longer believe. How perfect is that. So if you would like to call in and chat with me tonight, the call-in number is 818-691-7313. Again, the guest call-in number is 818-691-7313. I'd be happy to take your calls. All right, so just touching back to the mantra. She shows me all I am and all that I need, and all my fears and programs I no longer believe. Pretty deep, huh? Because we have everything we need within us. Oh, breathe. That's big, isn't it? How many of us were brought up in households or environments where we felt like we were never enough, we could never be enough, we could never have enough, and our dreams were not possible? Lots and lots of us out there, myself included, were brought up in environments like that. When the truth, and we know a truth when we hear it, because we can feel it in our heart and it really resonates and it feels good. The truth is we came with everything that we needed when we chose to be born into this lifetime. Oh, what a relief. So, now knowing that, can you embrace that thought? Really with the knowing that you really have everything that you need to be who you want to be and create the life that you want to see. Huh, that rhymed. That wasn't intentional, but I like it. Okay, I just need to grab a quick drink of some spring water here, sparkling spring water, really quickly. Because I was eating some organic almonds before I came on the air for a protein boost. And so to make sure I had enough energy for you guys tonight, though I am so on fire this week, it's just fabulous. I really, really feel energized, and my really close friends and loved ones have noticed this week. And, you know, I really made a determination and a decision to take my life back. And, you know, I've had a chance to really be quiet, be to myself, do the things that I needed to do around my brother's death and healing and so forth. Not that I'm never going to have a down day again, because I was bawling my eyes out on Tuesday, which was his two-month anniversary. But I also realized that I'm so fortunate to have so many people who have helped me through this, and I really have made it through in a really positive sense. And of course, I'm so blessed having the gifts that I have and being able to receive the messages from my brother when they come through. But now he wouldn't want me to be sad for the rest of my life. And he was always a guy who was always making people happy. So I thought, you know, what has changed in my life and what's been different? Because I was not myself who I was in my real true inner self 4 or 5 months because of everything that's gone on. So when I came to the realization that even though I've had these losses, I've experienced these things, I still have to be myself and be who I am. And my brother would want it that way. So here I am, re-energized and on fire and so excited. Okay, so speaking about excitement, let's talk about energy and energy healing and Reiki. And, you know, we can pretty much cover any healing topic you guys would like to tonight, whether it's quantum touch or quantum light weaving or reconnected healing, Reiki. Oh my gosh, the list goes on and on and on. Healing with the angels, past life regression is a great healing modality, okay? So, but I did post that I was going to talk about Reiki tonight, so I'm going to start with that. Now, many years ago, I was blessed and fortunate to meet someone who was into Reiki. And we became very, very close friends and are still very close friends to this day. And at the time, she was a secretary in a church where I delivered mail. So I would see her every day. She wasn't a secretary. She was a Sunday school teacher. And she did actually do a small stint of secretarial for a while. So I'd see her every day and, you know, we'd chat and so forth. And she would say, why don't you come to the Reiki circle that I have at my house? And finally, one day I said, okay, I'm going to come to the Reiki circle, but can I bring my son? Because I was a single mom and my youngest son at the time, I think was about eight. Yeah, I think he was about eight, seven or eight, I think. Yeah. And she was like, sure. So I would drag my son along with me every week to this Reiki circle. And we had a core group who were pretty steady for quite a number of years. And then we would have, you know, a few new people come in and then a couple of people go out and so forth. And so I belonged to this Reiki circle, this Reiki group for, gosh, I don't know, it was two or three years anyway. And probably for the whole first entire year, I had no interest in actually doing the formal training for Reiki. I would just go to the Reiki circles, and I would have my turn on the table, and people would do their Reiki healing on me. And then when it was someone else's turn on the table, I would join the group and put my hands on people to send healing energy. Well, what I didn't know at the time, and actually it was several years after that whole process, what I didn't know at the time, because my hands used to get really, really hot when I would actually even think about sending healing to someone. And people would say, oh, well, you know, that can't be possible because you haven't had the Reiki attunement yet. And for those of you who don't know what the Reiki attunements are, there are symbols that were given to, and I can never say his name, so I'm not going to say it at all, but they were given to, I'm going to say Usuri, but that's not right. I've never, ever in 15 years ever been able to say his name. So anyway, they were given to the fellow who wrote down and came up with the Reiki protocol. It was transmission to him, channel to him. So there's a series of symbols, handwritten symbols, that, you know, look like I'm not sure, if they're Asian anyway. So they're symbols, lines. They look sort of like not like the I Ching. I don't know why I'm thinking the I Ching, but anyway, there are some symbols that look like a G note in music. A clef. Sorry. And there are some that look like the tall Chinese buildings. Anyway, so there's all kinds of these different symbols, and they all mean different things. One is for energy in, one is for sending energy, one's for long distance healing, and there are a number of different symbols. The way that you become attuned to Reiki and be able to practice Reiki on other people as a practitioner is a master Reiki practitioner has to give you an attunement. And they draw the symbols on the top of your head, and they also draw the symbols on the palms of your hands. And there's this whole ceremonial thing around it. And some people now, when they do the Reiki training, they'll do levels 1 and 2 together in the same weekend, and then they'll do the master level a month later, sometimes a couple of months later, and which I don't particularly agree with that model, just because, and this isn't for everyone, but many people, when you learn, like learning something new, it takes time to adapt to the new thing that you've learned. Same goes for Reiki or any healing modality. So your vibration changes when you are working with a new energy, a new healing modality, or if you start meditating, for example. So your vibration raises up and you vibrate at a faster speed. So those of you who are familiar with tuning forks, for example, the different sounds vibrate at a different speed. And just like an instrument, same thing, where a slower instrument, say something like a cello, vibrates at a much slower speed than the sound that comes out of a violin, which would be at a higher speed. So I hope you guys are staying up with me and I'm not losing you here. I don't want to get too much into the, you know, details, because this is by no means a Reiki training. It's just an overview of Reiki, and we'll talk about a few other healing modalities as well. So as you learn new things, your vibration changes and your vibration level raises. It's all about vibration, because we're all made of energy and we all have our own individual vibratory symbol or signal. So very often, when people have learned a healing modality, have gotten attuned to Reiki, or have been trained in quantum touch or cranial sacral therapy, or there are literally hundreds of different healing techniques out there, very often you'll find that your relationships change. And the reason because of that is because your vibration has changed. So say, for example, you've been in a relationship with your partner who has an addiction, or who is mentally or verbally abusive. And so now you're in this new protocol. You're taking this Reiki, or you're taking this cranial sacral training, and of course you're excited about it because it's new and it's exciting and the possibilities are spectacular and endless, and your partner isn't so thrilled or excited about it. Well, part of that is maybe because, you know, secretly they want to be doing something exciting like that as well. However, what you'll find more frequently, or just as frequently, is that because your vibration, the level your spirit vibrates on, has gotten higher. It's like from playing a low C note on the piano or another instrument to playing a high C note, where you go from ah to ah, and that's probably not exactly on key, but you get the idea. So you're going up to a higher and higher levels, and the more you practice and the more advanced you get, the higher your vibration. So you will find that in your life, can be friends, can be partners, all of a sudden it gets more and more uncomfortable, and very often the relationships will end. Or the relationship will shift and get better because the person is also able to raise their vibration and they come on board. unfortunately, I see more cases where people split because the other person isn't interested in making any changes. Know that if you're thinking about starting a healing class, taking a healing class, or being certified in some type of healing, you know, sort of expect that relationships can change. You know, it's all good. In a friendly universe, it's all good. Doesn't that feel better than worrying about what might happen if you decide to get into some kind of healing protocol? Yeah, it's all good. It's all good. So again, if you would like to call in, because we only have about 20 minutes left, the call-in number is 818-691-7313. And while I still have 20 minutes left, I want to let you guys know how to find me when I'm not on Blog Talk Radio. You can find me on Facebook, and my public page is Intuitive Medium, Gifted Healer, Animal Communicator, Inspirational Teacher, Cynthia Fontaine. So I would love for you guys to like my page on Facebook. That would be spectacular. You can also find me on Twitter, and that's Cynthia Fontaine at Cynthia Fontaine. I am on Blogger, and let me see if I can remember how to find me on Blogger. I'm on Google. I do have a Google Blogger, so if you go to Blogger, I think you can probably find me there. I don't remember my password at the second. I change my passwords, and then I never remember what they are, and I write them down, and then I lose where I write them. So let it roll. I'm on Pinterest, so look for me there. And LinkedIn, Cynthia Fontaine on LinkedIn. So if you're on LinkedIn, then send me a LinkedIn request to join my network. Okay, that would be great. And if you have something you'd like to talk about or a topic you would like me to cover, please feel free to reach out and let me know. The best way to get me is to message me directly through Facebook. Also, if you have trouble getting on my public page, then you can find my Facebook private page and get on the public page from there. But everything happens on the public page, unless we're in the World Series. Then I'm posting on my private page. So my private page is Cynthia Fontaine.142. So message me. I love to hear from you guys. It's always great to connect with my people of like mind out there. So I really love to hear from you guys. My email is cynthiafontaine@live.com, CynthiaFontaine. But really, I get hundreds of emails a day, and very often I miss them. And if you've heard me before, you know that I say this every week. If you want to email me, the best way to email me actually is to go directly to my website, and that is www.cynthiafontaine.com. Again, CynthiaFontaine.com. And send there's a contact form. So if you send me a contact form directly from my website, that comes straight into my inbox, and I see those emails. Okay, so that's, if you want to email me, that's really the best way to email me if you're not on Facebook. Message me on Facebook or send me a contact request form from my website. Those are the two best ways to reach me. Very often, because I'm with clients or I'm teaching or so forth, I typically very often am away from the phone. And so if you, you'll, again, if you want to reach me, email, message me through Facebook or send me a contact request form through my website. So it's Halloween coming up, and this is a where, you know, the veil is really thin. And what does that mean? It means that spirit is walking the earth, which they're always around, but now it's much easier to be in contact with them. So think about that. And is there anybody who you want to reach out to, loved one who's passed? Now's a good time, really good time. So talk to them. They hear you. Trust me, they hear you. I'll tell you one really quick story, and then we'll get back to the show. I had a group gallery reading on Sunday, and I love doing galleries because you never know what's going to come out, and typically there's always a funny man in the crowd. And so this one gentleman, his wife was present in the group, and she's an older lady, perhaps in her 70s, and I'm not sure of her age, but lovely, lovely woman. And her husband showed up, who has been passed for a while, and he showed up with this brown, square, or rectangular leather suitcase, old-fashioned styled, you know, very square, very old-fashioned. And anyway, so he shows up with this brown suitcase, and he puts it down beside himself. And I said, oh, my gosh, I said, I have your husband here, and he's here with a brown suitcase. And I described the suitcase to her, and she starts laughing. Well, it got funnier and funnier as the night went on because this guy was a riot to begin with. But he never threw anything away, kept everything. Well, this brown suitcase, he took to Puerto Rico with him, and he had it tied shut with a rope because it wouldn't close. And this was when he was still alive. This wasn't when he was in spirit, because the suitcase now that he's in spirit looks brand new and spiffy shiny. So it's funny that he happened to take the suitcase with him on his spirit journey. He was showing me he had a hole in his slipper that he wore, and you could see his sock, and that he used to go to the races, and he liked to bet on the races. And it's funny, he presented himself to me, and he put his head down, and he said, off to the races, and then put his head down, and he said, but I never won. And his wife said, you're right, he never won. So we had a really good laugh, and she was able to connect with her husband, and he did bring her a special message. I love that part of what I do, connecting with people like that and being able to bring people messages that are meaningful. It really means a lot to me to be able to do that, and I'm so grateful and I feel so blessed to be doing this work, though 15 or 20 years ago, I didn't want to do this work, and now here I am embracing and loving it every day. Okay, so listen, you guys. Let's do a quick visualization. I want to take you guys back to the hallway with the doors before we run out of time, because I am so good at running the clock down. I could talk to you guys for hours. So if you're standing up, you can do this standing up, but stop what you're doing if you're doing dishes or cooking or something like that. If you're driving the car, please do not do this. You can pull the car and off to the road and stop, park the car, or listen to the replay and do this at the replay. Even if it were just a quick 10-second meditation, 10 seconds of distracted driving could be dangerous. So if you're doing something that would be unsafe, such as cooking with, on a hot stove or driving the car, stop or listen to the replay. Okay, I want you guys to be safe and with me because I love you guys. All right, so if you're sitting down, feet on the floor, sit straight up, palms up on your lap, palms facing the sky, facing the divine, the universe, whatever you, however you'd like to think about it or say it. So your body completely uncrossed, legs uncrossed, arms uncrossed, fingers uncrossed, eyes uncrossed. And if you're standing up, again, same position, with all your body opened and ready to receive. So as we take a deep breath in through our nose, we're going to exhale through our mouth. We're just going to calm our bodies down, calm our energies down, invite spirit to come in. Only that spirit of the highest vibration and of the light is allowed to come and enter and be with each and every one of you on the call. So a nice deep breath in through your nose, filling your lungs, and then a big exhale out, pushing out all the oxygen that you've taken in all the way to the bottom of your lungs. And as you're exhaling, pull your belly button as far back to your spine as you can to really get all that old stale air out of the bottom of your lungs. Because we don't, you know, we tend not to breathe deeply and breathe deeply enough, and all the junk gets stuck at the bottom of our lungs, and that can create sickness. So you really want to make a practice of doing some nice deep belly breathing exercises every day, and big exhales out, again, pulling your belly button all the way back to your spine with a big exhale out. And I'm amazed at how I can talk for so long without taking a breath. I've practiced breathing and breath control for many, many years. Pretty funny. Started in my singing career in my younger days when I had aspirations of being a singer, famous singer. And so that started my breath training. And that has continued through meditation. So again, as we center ourselves and breathe in, we now allow a hallway to appear in front of us. And it may be different for each and every one of you. It may be a very long hallway with many doors, or it may be a shorter hallway with just a few doors. This is your hallway and your individual experience. So allow whatever shows up to come and know that it is right for you. So and as we breathe in and we're observing the hallway with the doors, look at what you see. Look at the details. Do you see door handles, doorknobs on each of the doors? Are the doors numbered? Is the hallway well lit or is it dark? Can you see all the way to the end of the hallway? What is it that you're seeing? And you can write this all down when we're done, so you have notes to compare if you, you know, to do this exercise again. And you can do this exercise anytime on your own. So as we look at the details of your hallway, and you're really paying attention to what you see as far as the details. What are the colors? What do the doors look like? Are they plain? Are they ornate? Are they glass? Are they, do they have curtains? So again, your hallway is going to be unique to you, and it's, everyone's hallway is correct for them. So as now that you've observed the details, and you can see the colors and feel the vibration of this hallway, of your hallway, see the different doorknobs and the different doors, and every one of your doors and or the doorknobs may be different. They don't all have to be the same. Mine happened to be all, they looked all the same, and now, interestingly enough, they have all changed. They're all different. Every doorknob is different. Some are very ornate and carved and so forth. And so your hallway may change as well. Your doors or doorknobs may change, just like life changes, minute to minute, day by day, year by year, month by month. It's all good, and it's all about embracing and allowing the change to happen. So now I encourage you to enter your hallway. And if your hallway seems dim or darkly lit, look around you and see maybe there's a flashlight on a table that you can light, or perhaps a candle, or maybe even a match that you can light, and now your hallway is more brightly lit. So there's always, the universe is always there to support us, to help us, to give us the tools we need. So imagine, allow that to happen. So now that you are in your hallway and that you can see, some of your hallways are lit very brightly and they're big, long corridors with many, many doors. I can see them, and a shiny floor. Somebody has a big, long corridor with a shiny, shiny floor. And then I can see another hallway that has only three doors. It's very small. It's dark, but it's okay. It's a safe place to be. Know that your hallway is a safe place to be. And there isn't anything there in your hallway or behind any of these doors that you're going to see that is frightening or scary. This is all to help you and to show you positive things in your life. And perhaps a direction, or to give you a sign when you open the door of a direction to take, or an action step to take, or it could even be a sanctuary behind the doorway, a place for you to go to be quiet, spend quiet time, and meditate. So now I encourage you to pick a door, any door in your hallway that feels like the right door for you. And turn the knob. Can you open the door? Is the doorknob unlocked or is the door locked? Oh, I see that some doors are locked and the doorknob is just jiggling for some of you. And some of you have gone right in and opened the door and there's beautiful things on the other side of the door. And I can see that for one of you, I can see a guide in a chair sitting at a desk. So if any of you guys at some point would like to give feedback, if any of this is for you, please, contact me and let me know. That's great. And if you just like to keep it private, that's beautiful too. So if your doorknob is locked, I encourage you to continue to a different door. You may go to the next door. You may walk across the hallway and try a doorway across the hall. And ask that your guides allow you to open the door that is for your best and highest good, for you to get a sign or for a direction of something in your life that has been perplexing you. And take a nice deep breath in and a big exhale out. And remember, everything is for the highest good. I can see that some of you had doorways that you were not able to open, and that's okay. Know that at any time, and for those of you who were able to open doorways, this applies as well. Know that at any time you can come back to your hallway and open the doors. You ask Spirit to allow you to open the door that will give you the message or the direction that is for your highest good right here and right now. Ah, so a nice deep breath in. As we come back into our bodies, back into the present time, with your feet on the ground, wiggle your toes, wiggle your body around. If you're standing up, shrug your shoulders, move your head around, and just move your body to come back into present time. Wow, we only have 5 minutes left. Holy cow. So I hope you guys enjoyed that. And again, you can use that at any time. It's a great technique that I love when I don't have a lot of time and I'm looking for guidance or direction. If that's really a quick and easy thing to do. Now, if you've never done any kind of visualization before, sometimes it takes practice. And, you know, it's really a commitment to come back and keep trying it again. And just like with meditation, it's not necessary that you sit for hours, though some people are perfectly happy sitting in meditation for hours and they gain much from it. Others, it would be impossible for them to sit for hours and they would gain, you know, nothing but misery from it. So you do what feels right for you. We're all different. And it's all good. Remember, this is a friendly universe. It's all good. Oh, so we talked a little bit about Reiki, a little bit about there's also hand positions in Reiki. There's a protocol, you know, to follow that you go through certain hand positions. You start at the head and you have your hands over the person's eyes on the table and the throat and the throat chakra, and you work your way down the body. And when you're learning something new, it's always kind of nice to have something to follow, sort of a format, so that way you can grasp the new subject that you're learning. What I am finding now, and this is not just for myself, but it's also for many healers and energy practitioners out there and teachers, is that the protocol isn't as important any longer as it was, say, 10, 15, or 20 years ago, because we were really trying to integrate this new, although it's not new, it's really very old, thousands and thousands and maybe even millions of years old, these different forms of energy work. You know, when we look back at the Buddhists or the monks who have meditated and they've been able to do all these beautiful things like levitate and healings and so forth, and Jesus, you know, of course we know, did great things and lots of healings when he walked the earth. So know that it's all possible. It's all possible. And as you're learning new healing techniques or thinking about learning new healing techniques, know that they typically all bring us to the same place. None are better than others. They all have value, just like religions, and all religions have value and something positive to offer. You have to look for it. And it's
90 seconds.
It's the same with healing techniques as well. So whatever resonates with you is the one that I encourage you to look at, whether that is to learn to be a practitioner in it or just for your own personal self, for your own healing. Now, oh my gosh, we only have a minute left. Time goes by so fast with you guys. I love it. Okay, so again, check out my website, www.cynthiafontaine.com, and send me a contact form with your message, just even if you'd just like to say hi. Message me on Facebook, follow me on Twitter, Cynthia Fontaine at Cynthia Fontaine. Check out my blogger page. I am on Pinterest. I'm on LinkedIn. So you guys have lots of opportunities and places to connect with me. So please, please, please connect with me. I love to chat with you guys. Let me know what you want to see, what you want to do next, and look for some Halloween spookiness and happiness all rolled up into one. I love you guys. Have a great, fabulous week. And remember, keep it light and happy, because Scorpio can be really heavy. Love you guys. Thanks for listening.
Let there be light in my life. Let there be roads to eternity. Let me cast darkness that's surrounding me. Let me roam free like the spirit I was meant to be. Let there be light in my life, and let me know eternal peace. Let the waves upon this ocean sweep me off my feet, and let my heart fill with the silence of the open sea. Dark thoughts, goodbye. Hello, clear blue sky. Never ending, reaching far beyond my dreams. Sun dances on my skin, and I'm in between. In my life, there be roads to eternity. Let me cast aside the darkness that's surrounding me. Let me roam free like the spirit I was meant to.
Let me